Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, Open Bar fam. It's your host, C4, and we're bringing you another top-tier experience today. If you're serious about quality and flavor, then listen up. We're excited to partner with Nuda Tequila, a brand that's all about purity and craftsmanship. Nuda isn't just any tequila. It's crafted with precision and passion. Made from 100% pure blue agave, Nuda delivers a smooth, clean taste that goes down easy, whether you're taking a shot or savoring it neat. And for those who love a good cocktail, it mixes perfectly for a refreshing twist. So why not elevate your next gathering? Head over to nudatequila.com and grab your bottle today. And don't forget, tag us at openbarpodcast_ and at nudatequila on Instagram to show us how you enjoy it. Cheers to good times and great tequila. Also now, when you order online, use openbar10 for 10% off at checkout. Remember, it's not just about drinking, it's about the experience. Let Nuda be your next go-to. Salud. At Open Bar Podcast, we know great conversations start with the right pour. That's why we're proud to introduce Doré Premium Vodka, an award-winning experience crafted by cellar masters using time-honored traditions and modern innovation. Distilled in copper stills from golden oats and wheat, Doré Premium Vodka offers a rich, full-bodied taste with delicate oat notes and a creamy texture. Whether you're celebrating big wins or savoring small moments, Doré Premium Vodka is your golden companion. Available now. Sip responsibly. Welcome to Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. I'm excited to share that Interstate Vodka is now one of our sponsors. Interstate Vodka was formed in Southern California by three childhood friends. What started as a vision turned into a reality built by hard work and the desire to present a quality product. Distilled in Jacksonville, Florida, this corn-based, 8 times distilled ultra-premium vodka will satisfy your palate. The interstate connects us all. All roads lead here. Interstate Vodka isn't just your go-to spirit for a night out. It's perfect for all occasions. Celebrate birthdays, holidays, or any special event with a smooth and sophisticated touch. Whether you're toasting to a milestone or simply enjoying a quiet evening, Interstate Vodka enhances every moment. And let's talk cocktails. Interstate Vodka is incredibly versatile. Mix up a classic vodka martini, a refreshing Moscow Mule, or try something new like a berry-infused vodka lemonade. The possibilities are endless, and each sip is pure perfection. Don't miss out on this amazing vodka. Shop Interstate Vodka at your nearest Total Wine or visit interstatevodka.com. And while you're online, check out openbarpodcast.com for more from us. Follow us on Instagram, @openbarpodcastoch, to stay updated with all the latest happenings.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers 3 unique and mouth-watering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Conversation never on a block.
Our podcast with a conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. I'm your boy C4, and today we back with another episode with a new artist. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello. I am Ariana Shalee.
This show came right here.
You can call me Ari though. This is Ariana Shalee. So excited to be here, and I'm ready to talk about everything. Thank you for having me.
I'm gonna start with your name. Is that your real name?
That is my real name.
Oh, yeah.
I could give you the full government.
No, I want the full
government. Oh, the ops ain't after me.
Okay, cool.
I'm just playing. But yeah, that's my name. It's a combination of my first name and my middle name.
Okay, so it's still made up.
Like, you know, Ariana Shalee.
That's dope.
Thank you.
Most artists don't be doing their real name. So
I know. You get a lot of interesting names, but no, we keeping it simple.
Okay.
It's on the birth certificate. Makes the payments go through easier. Seriously, like if you register your business, all that, like you just use your real name.
You said it, not me. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Black power, my brother.
Dang.
Yeah.
So you are an artist. You're an artist.
Yes, I am an all around artist. I've been in the industry since I was like 3. My mom had my brother and I in dancing, and as we got older, we did dancing, singing, acting, tap, ballet, karate. Theater.
Oh, so you got hands for sale too.
Excuse me?
Karate, you got.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the blackness went away. But I do got a mean left hook. Yeah, no, seriously. I want to say a year or two before COVID happened, my mom had my brother and I in like self defense, like boxing type.
Okay.
So I've never been in a fight, but if anybody want to try it.
That's why I say you got hands for sale too.
Yeah.
Not just music, you got hands too.
Yeah.
Karate.
Those are people you want to leave alone.
Most people ain't been in karate. They just, you know, got that street in them.
It teaches you a lot. I remember my my teacher, they call it something different in karate. Is it leader? I forget. It was a long time ago, but
You got to tell me because I wasn't in crazy and...
Yeah, it's a lot. I just don't remember. Good. I think it's a leader or... No, it's a master. His name was Master Bryant, and he was like... far past just teaching you, like, you know, different stances and moves. It was like having a second dad, you know? It was really dope. I enjoyed
That's what's
it.
Up.
Thank you.
What made you get into, like, music, though? Like, what made you be like, I want to do music. I want to get into this.
Yeah. I've always had a good ear for music. My family super, super inclined when it comes to music. So I grew up listening to, like, John Legend, Alicia Keys, Kanye West.
Okay.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. My granny really likes Sugar Free. So we got a mixture of of everything. R&B, West Coast, Neo Soul, gangsta rap, all that. But I recently stepped into the serious realm of my music career. Maybe in 2024?
Yeah.
2018 is when I really decided to take it serious because I have an older brother.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dom. Shout out to you, Dom, if you see this. I've always known he was really dope, but there was one day during Mother's Day where my mom always required us to, he would play the keys on Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, that's lit.
And she would ask me to sing it. And I was just like, after a while it gets boring, but you know, it's a gift. It don't cost you no bread.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sentimental. And during Mother's Day of 2018, I remember telling my brother, I'm like, you know, it's kind of getting old. We got to jazz this up. And so my mom, I call her Burley. Her name's Kimberly. Shout out to you, Kimberly. I went in the kitchen to sneak some chicken or something, whatever she was cooking. And I told my brother, I'm like, you know, on the dump. That part of the song, I'm like, okay, switch the cadence up, switch the harmonies up, let's just do like a cool like 10-15 seconds of something different. And I trusted him, so after I came and snuck a piece of chicken or whatever, he came back and it was like really, really, really dope. And so I heard him just like play it. And so I'm like, yeah, you're really, really dope. Like, more dope than I guess I was paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more of the extroverted sibling. I'm really friendly. I know a lot of people. I like to go out, have fun. And so I was just using my personality and, like, my networking skills to try to put him on. And then God kind of just showed me how dope I was. And then we just been rocking together. Then I met EP. Now we all rocking together.
Okay.
He's helped us take us to higher heights in the music industry. So we just going up, 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 up.
You said EP. Now let's not talk about him.
Well, I call him Boss Man, but that's EP, right. Urban EP Pope. That's my, I hate using the word manager, but that's family, manager, mentor. Yeah, it's grown far past the business relationship. I met him on accident. And
nothing's ever on accident, but go ahead.
Right. We're going to get into that. He was a gift to my brother, Dom, that I just mentioned from my Uncle Terry. He knows my Uncle Terry. They have a good relationship. And my brother's birthday is like right around Christmas, so it was kind of like a Christmas birthday gift. And he came to the house, and I was in the shower. So I hear this song playing called Connection. It's an old song I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who's playing my music?
Right.
So I come out the shower, you know, all swollen and sweaty. I didn't exfoliate my face and everything. And I creep out. And I don't remember if it was EP or my brother. They were like, that's her.
Mm.
I'm like, hey, let me get myself together real quick. And
seen
then
that bald head. And he was like, that's EP for sure.
Yeah, he seen my edges crunchy.
You seen his bald head. So
I've been ignoring that comment. He gonna get you on that one, but I saw how cool and calm his spirit was, and so it was comforting to have him in our home. We met in the studio. They made me rap on spot. No lie, like
put you to the test right then and there.
Right then and there, but I don't back down from a challenge, so I did it, and it's been up ever since. That is what you said. It was super intentional for God, and I just didn't know it.
Definitely
so
intentional.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happens on accident. It's a lot of stuff that you may think is like, oh, man, but it's because of how you're moving.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. I don't deny God at all for that. It's been,
yeah, you right here.
Man.
For a reason.
And sometimes I think, like, you always are driven and you want to progress in life and, mm-hmm. you know, just be a person of your word, but sometimes you have to stop and like have a moment of gratitude and think like you really live and answer prayers. Like mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, wanted a deal before. I didn't wanted a manager before. I didn't wanted a leader before. I didn't wanted somebody with connections in the industry to help me. And sometimes we just lose sight of what's actually happening because we so like goal oriented.
Mm-hmm. You looking up and not straight sometimes.
I like that.
But you so getting into you already been inclined when it comes to music, so mm-hmm. you getting into the music per se was more so easy. Who would you compare yourself to?
Ooh, you know, I lately
because me listening to you, I was like, okay, you got like a melodic, but you sing, but you rap type thing.
You know, I don't have anyone specific that I would think I could compare myself to, but I have been told as of late that I give off an Aaliyah vibe. And this sometimes is just before people go through my catalog. Maybe they've just heard like one song, but they're like, you kind of remind me of Aaliyah. But now that we're like discussing it, maybe I like Doja Cat because she got that melodic rap. She got good cadence. She know how to spit bars. She know how to get soft and girly and sexy. She know how to get a little weird, you know, so
weird.
Maybe not comparison, but that's an artist I think that like when I'm in project mode, I definitely study her.
Mm.
I study KDOT. Shout out to Kendrick.
So you do study other artists when you're making your own music?
Oh yeah, that's important.
That's a first.
It's important because you could be really dope, but you don't know everything, and sometimes you gotta. It's a science for me. Like I'm a real nerd when it comes to my music. There's nobody in my studio sessions. I'm really focused. Like, it's just me, myself, and my engineer. And I thumb through every harmony, every song structure, whether I want the verse first or throw a bridge in there first, then the verse.
So you really break it. You really are an artist because a lot of artists don't understand how to do that. Like, how to make sure that your cadence is on point,
mm-hmm.
how to make sure that you're putting the right bridges in the right places, and mm-hmm. make sure you got the outros. It's a real.
It's a science.
So if you doing that, then you ahead of the game for real. A lot of artists don't even think about that.
Yeah, I think investing in yourself is very expensive. So it's like if you're gonna do it right. I think that if you hear my very first song that I've ever released, it's called Notice Me. Mm. And when I hear it, I cringe because I'm like, dang, I've progressed so much. But that's the beauty in having people be able to have access to like the beginning of your catalog up until current, because they can tell you study, you've gotten better, you've improved, all of the above. So I don't really just do it for myself. I do it to let people know, like, I really try to elevate every time.
So. I listened to a few of your songs on EP. Shove it over to me. I like the melodic sound. The
Thank you.
Rap scene. I like that. How you got to separate yourself from a lot of people. My thing is, when it comes to artists, like, your work ethic is what's going to make or break you.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it off. Well, it's not off. How many songs are you putting together in a single session?
Oh, it used to be one for an 8-hour session. My last session, I knocked out, I would say 4.5, but almost 5. Like I said, it really didn't used to be like that.
Yeah.
But now I'm to the point where I could for sure knock out 4, just like laying it out, and then maybe I get feedback from EP, I get feedback from my brother, and then we'll brush it up. And so now confidently I could say I got a good 4 for 6 hours, maybe 8 hours.
Dope.
Mm-hmm.
What are you working on right now as far as your catalog?
We got a lot going on. I do have a project coming up.
Okay. Let's not talk about the date, but let's talk about the project.
I like you. But yes, we have a project coming up. And it is, I don't want to give away the title yet because we still kind of...
Yeah, don't get it out too.
We in the whiteboard phases.
Yeah.
But I am working on a project.
You working on a project for sure. Have you ever dropped one before, like an EP or any... You got singles and stuff like that?
I have singles and I have an EP. My EP is called West Side Love Story.
It's already out.
It's 2 years old as of May... Ooh, forgive me. May 15th-ish. I don't remember exactly when it dropped, but it dropped 2 years ago in May. And then prior to that, I just had singles, maybe like 5 or 6 singles. And now I want to get into the process of actually putting a project together with a storyline. This project is super close to my history, where I'm from, what I'm about, what I haven't felt comfortable with sharing to people. So... It's a really dope project for me.
Okay. So you're working on... How do you feel about your career knowing... how long have you been dealing with EP?
I've been with Boss Man for 2 years.
The Furnace, right?
I've been with
2 years?
Hey, can they see this?
Possibly.
Shout out to the Furnace. It's hot in the
2 years?
2 years, yep.
So your first project was with EP?
No, and so back to this accidental type of thing.
Okay. Let's talk about it, because that's what I'm trying to get.
Yeah, no, it's my first dealings with EP. He did my first song on that project, West Side.
Okay.
And then he did 3:15 a.m., which is another conversation that got me my first TV deal.
So you ain't talking little artists. You talking about big artists. Go ahead, I'm listening.
No, that was super big for me because, like I said, I never had access to those types of connections. But it was dope how he immediately like considered me for that, and that was prior to me signing.
Yeah.
You know, when he met my family and I, it blended very well. He noticed how I had support, so I noticed that he's a big family man. His family always shows up for him, so I think that was one thing that stood out. And I met him at the Furnace maybe twice, and he was just like, yeah, I sent Westside to so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe a few months later, he's like, yeah, they picked it up for Best Man Final Chapters. Best Man Final Chapters
is
on Peacock.
Movie?
This is, so it's in that realm, but this is a series they have on Peacock.
Peacock, okay.
And 3:15 a.m., that's on the project. That made it to, I believe it's episode...
Episode 4. That's dope.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity for me. And then I was already in the final stages of releasing that project. So meeting him, I was able to get two dope songs produced by him, added to the project, and the contract with Peacock. So I had already planned on releasing, but he was like the sprinkles and the cherry that just makes the dessert delicious, you know.
Delicious.
Yeah, so
that's how it happened. How did that placement catapult your vision as far as your music career? Like, how did that make you feel like, okay?
That's a dope question.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot that was a pivotal moment for my whole family and I, because they all believe in me and they've all been writing for me for a really long time. And sometimes it could be discouraging when things just aren't kicking off for you or however it may happen. So that was when my family was like, okay, this could really happen. And when he had me meet some of the team that was working with them to go over the paperwork and everything, he didn't want to take nothing. He's like, you give her whatever. And I was like, oh, so your character is dope. Like, you're not in it for the money or anything like that. And that sometimes is hard to come across because I'm like, okay, EP's been in this industry. He's already established. He's worked with all the artists I still study to this day. And he don't want nothing from me. Mm-hmm. So that made my family feel more secure in my situation. And then when people found out about the deal, they were like, oh, okay, so now you're moving up. So it was like a conglomerate. I didn't even want to use that big-ass word, but it was a lot that went into it. And it let me know that, okay, now what's next?
Right.
Now you're in the playing field at a higher height, so now shoot the ball to higher heights and keep going up, 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 and up. So it was encouraging at the base of it all.
Encouraging. You
know? Yeah.
That would be big for me, too. If I just started and I dropped something, I met somebody, and they did this and they did that.
Yeah.
Nothing happened on accident again. Here we go.
And it all happened so fast, and time has gone by so fast just because everything's always been real dope with him and I. Like I've said, it's grown past a business relationship. Mm-hmm. And
so you actually signed to The Furnace.
Yeah.
Okay.
That ink is on that paper. We got footage of it. Like, okay. We had a signing party. I had a release party for my project. I don't know if I could share this yet, but I got a good feature with a dope West Coast artist coming out real soon. He set up a video for me, everything.
So what's the name of the song?
It's called Dance Like This.
Dance Like This?
I don't know what I can say or what I can't say, but I'm excited. I'm shaking in my Jordans.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so we got Glasses Malone.
You got G Malone on it?
I do. I do.
How was it working with Glasses? Now, I know Glasses, so.
So it was.
I need your outtake.
I've worked with him twice. I had the privilege of being in his video. And I got, well, my mom, she framed the shirt for Men Against All Society for that video. He had like a shirt made for everybody that was in the video. So I didn't really have a close work relationship with him then, but seeing him work, how professional he is.
Yeah, and sometimes
you get that like assumption that like people from the West Coast or from the hood don't carry themselves of a certain way. He does. Like he about...
No disrespect, but he's a geek when it comes to music.
Hey, and sometimes
when it comes to culture, when it comes to the culture, he's a geek.
That's dope.
He literally, I can ask him anything, he's gonna answer the question. That's why when I see all of his interviews and stuff like that, I pay close attention because he really be saying some shit, and I be like, damn, this nigga know everything.
Yeah, he's woke to a lot more than basic conversations that people were having in the hood. They don't even know, but. That first time experiencing him, I was like, okay, professional, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then he pulled up to the studio and laid out his verse on a track in like 60 seconds. It was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was so dope. And
you got to get to that.
But
you got to get to that.
You know, I admire anybody who just got it like that because that means you always doing something and then certain things just kind of become habitual. So if you a good freestyle, you probably always got something going on in your head or whatever. But what I liked specifically about Glasses is how when he listened to the track, he made his verse to kind of marry on the song. So he didn't just say whatever. He tied things into my verse and tied things into my chorus.
He studied.
Yeah. He studied. He listened
to his homework.
He did. And We had small talk, real calm demeanor, and he was real dope. He gave me some advice. He's like, take yourself serious, but don't take things too serious. Let things happen.
Right.
And you don't got to talk my ear off to be the big homie or whatever. Give me some good advice, and it's going to resonate with me, and I'll take it. And
that's dope. I like your energy.
Thank you.
That's
dope.
I do too.
we got a video with him
okay.
on the 29th, so almost 2 weeks. It's coming up. Just let them know
it's coming. Don't get no dates.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming, yeah. So that's what we have. I'm very, very excited about that. I'm super West Coast. Y'all, I'm girly today, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, I look like I stepped like I just lost in swap meet or something. West Coast is in my blood.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about that. It's summertime.
I'm from Corona, so don't gangbang on me. No, I'm just playing. I'm from L.A. I'm from Compton, Watts.
I'm from Compton, too.
Compton, Watts, South Central. I got all that.
Oh, yeah. Same. I'm originally from Compton, and Compton, it'll kind of chew you up and spit you out.
Yeah, no, I was looking at what EP was doing over there in the corner.
Is he Miss Bane? I think he's irritating. Is there something in that drink? Am I messing up?
Nah, you good. You feeling good right now. I'm just, he retarded.
But yeah.
Compton, right?
Yeah. I was like, okay.
I got you.
Originally from Compton.
What part of Compton? West side, east side? West side.
West side, like, Compton. So like Wilmington, Rosecrans?
Wilmington, Rosecrans. Oh, okay, boom. Okay, good. Gotcha. I was.
And it just wasn't the best experience for my family. My dad was a gangbanger.
Okay.
A lot of things happened, and you'll hear all those juicy stories on the project.
That's good.
Yeah.
So that make people want to tune in and see what the hell going on, because, yeah.
You know, I feel like now it's getting to the point where I can't be so shy and not share my narrative. Because that's what really sells people.
People like to hear that backstory.
Yeah.
People like to hear that raw backstory, especially now with people coming up as content creators. They're vlogging every single day. So it's like right now as a artist, you pretty much are a content creator. You got to create content. You got to give them the background. You got to give them everything that you...
That's what sales.
You know, doing. It does. But then you can look at people like Kendrick Lamar, where they don't do nothing until it's time to drop something. So they don't give you no backstory. Which is good and bad at the same time. That doesn't let their fans in. So.
Yeah, and see, I had that bad. I had that really bad, and it wasn't intentional, like, oh, I want to be like Kendrick Lamar or Beyonce and only let them know I'm here when I'm here. Exactly.
Once you get there, you can do that.
But the music helped me.
Delete everything off your Instagram and then have a black little dot on your icon.
That's a bit far. That's
what they do, though. That all the big artists, before they do anything, they go black. And they'll live their life or whatever, and then they drop something and put it up there, and then people will be like, oh, he posted or she posted. Then they'll be like, oh, okay.
Well, if you've earned that, I respect it. Because, like I said, I used to be in that phase, but it wasn't to be like K-Dot or to be like all those mysterious artists. I hate saying this now that I'm here, I didn't used to make music to release it.
You just made it for yourself?
Yeah. Because, like I said, I was doing this at first to just have people realize how dope my brother was. His production.
So he's a producer?
He's a producer.
Okay.
So prior to meeting EP, he was producing my entire catalog.
Okay.
And that's why I was just doing music, because he needed an artist to kind of just hop on his track. People kept flaking on him and doing all that. I'm like, you know.
Like, you about to rap. You gonna rap.
Yeah. And
that's how it happened for me, though. That's exactly how it happened for me
as a producer. Sometimes it needs to happen that way. But, he lives in his own bubble, but he's a dope producer.
That's dope.
Thank you.
That gives you a chance to shine on accident and then on purpose.
Yeah, and now it's intentional with me. I got comfortable with letting people know what I want them to know. I don't feel pressured to, like, just be an open book and let people know everything that's going on. But I do know the importance of relatability. Because everybody dope nowadays. AI can make anybody dope. Technology can make anybody dope. So sometimes letting people in is what's going to set you apart. So... Like I said, I've grown into being more open, and it shows. I did the Corner Store LA a few weeks ago, And people was like, oh, and I'm like, I've been doing stuff like this, but I don't share it. Like, right. I just, that
was. So you seeing the reaction from people make you want to do it more? Or like, how did that change your perspective?
Oh, man. It changed my perspective, but it wasn't a new perspective. It was like a knowing I've already had, because you don't really get that like rap freestyle Ari a lot, because in the past you would only get that vibe if I was feeling some type of way, like right. if I had something to say. And, you know, God's been blessing me. I ain't really had no like shit talking to say or
right,
whatever.
Right.
But when I did,
you had no pent up energy yet.
I didn't. And if it was, it was beautiful, like R&B, neo soul vibes.
Right, some love shit.
Exactly.
Some good energy shit. Yeah.
But I was still in a good place when I did Corner Store LA, but I've been following them for a really long time. And so I'm like, yeah, I got to do that. So I made sure that I gave who I know I can be, like my most authentic self, and I bodied that. So I'm just like, okay, yeah, we going to have to start giving them more of that. They embrace that very, very well. So
that's dope.
Yeah. And be super excited.
For you to get your, to get the good feedback, that's what really would gas you up to do what you want to do, especially if you already know that you dope.
Yeah. It sucks though, because sometimes I see like my friends who are creatives like myself, they're trying just like me, you know, what they call the starving artist, and they lose that discouragement because they just waiting on that one opportunity. But it's like, you gotta
go grab that. You gotta go get that. Somebody told me something, and it stuck out to me, to where it's like, you are the only thing standing in your way.
Yeah.
And every time something happened, I literally be like, if I don't do it, I'm the only person that can be playing for it.
Yeah, it's like, so. I always tell people, if you looking in the mirror and you can't stare at yourself for like 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Like, not.
Five minutes is a long time. Damn.
It is, but it's long enough for you to.
No, just.
But like you said, it's long enough for you to go past the surface level. So like, yeah, if you handsome, you beautiful,
get that
or whatever.
2 seconds.
Hey, sometimes I'll be looking, I'm like, you look good, girl. But I brought that example up because you got to be able to look at yourself long enough to see past, like, the outside exterior and
right,
really focus on
what's
going on inside and be accountable. So if you always overthinking.
Ooh, that's a big word.
It's a big, heavy word. But, like, you know, the hardest person to face is yourself. And I do it, too. Sometimes I got a song called FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
That song is 3 years old. I redid that song like 6 times. And what you hear now is the third version. So I went through like 6 different phases just to like humble myself and be like, Ari, get out your own head. Like, what you originally came up with was dope. Maybe cross some T's, dot some I's or whatever. But I was just so in my head, and I just had to kind of surrender to myself. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
You
gotta just be like, well, we gotta do this.
Yeah.
And let it go. That's hard to do, because when you think, like, just when I was starting, I'm just saying my story. When I was starting this podcast,
absolutely,
a lot of people was telling me like, oh, you should do this, you should do that. I'm like, I'm not doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you do it a certain type of way, and you can't get to where you want to go as fast as you want to go, then you gotta be like, you know what? I gotta do it this way, and then I gotta graduate from here. Because sometimes you want to go here too fast. So you got to start here and then graduate.
So what was it that triggered? Was it like a humbling experience, or you just kind of just...
Me personally, I know what I'm capable of.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate. Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers 3 unique and mouth-watering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino sparkling water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
That's it.
And physically. And sometimes when certain things stand in my way, it normally it'd be people.
Mm.
So to know how to deal with people, I had to humble myself, chill, and then move accordingly.
That's what's up. At least you did it.
And then graduate from there. Get the right team, get the right people around you, people who want the same vision as you. They see the vision and then go up.
Team is important. I think when you find good people, take them with you forever because they're very hard to stumble across.
You gotta take care of them too.
Yes, and that's one thing I pride my family and I, like when we, this is like my first business relationship with EP, but it's like we didn't see EP as a meal ticket. Like, let's just take. We wanted to like come together, so whatever we could help him with, that's what it's about. Whatever he could help us with.
You gotta teach him how to dress.
It's hot. You got me laughing in this sweater.
Sure, for sure.
Drinking this drink.
You gotta teach him how to dress, though.
Well, maybe I'll offer a stylist when I get one.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
There you go. Okay. Let me get off EP, though.
I know you're putting me in the middle, but no, seriously.
I am. On purpose to see if you're going to fight for him.
I know. And then it's worse because my back is turned to him, so I can't even see what his face looking like right now.
EP got poker face for sure.
He does.
He got poker face.
He does. That's needed, though.
Yeah.
You know, the industry.
When he was listening to your music in the beginning, how did he look? What was his expressions on his face, because he got poker face.
No, he bled me the first time he met me. No, I'm serious. After I rapped for him, when we walked him out the house, he's like, I hate you.
Ooh. Type of shit I say.
Because it was more like a, what you been holding all this for?
Right.
He not going to bite his tongue. He's not disrespectful, but he going to say whatever. And that was his first time meeting me, and he still bled me and let me know. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
He bled you.
He did. He don't hold nothing back.
He shouldn't.
Yeah, but I get rammed when I'm going off track, not just by him, but my mom stays on me. My people stay on me just to serve as encouragement, serve as discipline, serve as whatever it may be. And I appreciate it.
Like, yeah. Boy.
Yeah. It's important.
Yeah.
But
I was about to say that.
And that's our relationship. So it's never, let me just get what I can out of him because he's the super producer. He got all these things.
You gotta,
Denzel said, I'm leaving here with something. I'm not like that.
You ain't gotta be like that. You gotta make sure that you hold your own, because even he's gonna teach you what you need to know, even if he's not with you for the long run.
Absolutely.
So you need to take what you need to take as far as the knowledge, as far as the work ethic, because he say he don't stop working. I don't believe that, but as far as the work ethic, and then as far as like just learning different techniques of how to, you know what I'm saying, get the music done and the work relationship with different people and knowing how to navigate certain stuff. So
yeah,
all that's important.
It is.
What do you see your career in the next, I'm going to say 2 years, because stuff happens fast, especially if you're working hard.
I know 2 years went by fast for me already. I believe in 2 years, I will be at a higher comfort level in being independent. However, if things come along and it makes sense, you know, I'm with it. But at the end of the day, my career as an independent artist has paid off, because there's just certain things that I think I have control over, and I have the freedom to still learn without people saying, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. So I don't know specifically, but I know I'm still going to be doing what I'm doing. I never really think that far. I always think a year in advance. So every year I'm like, okay, this year we're gonna have this.
You gotta think every day.
Yeah.
But I feel you on that. Every a year is good. Every day is better.
Yeah, I get distracted a lot, so I do. I'll work on a song. It'll be dope, and I'm ready for like two more songs after that. They're like, hey, finish this.
That's not actually bad, because you can lay down ideas and come back to them, but it's. But when you're working with somebody who's, don't rush yourself. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you're always working on your craft to make sure it get better.
Yeah. And then I think it's important to make sure I don't leave certain parts of my career like left behind. Like when I had merch for my first project, it did really well. Then so I just.
You got to keep doing it.
I stopped. I didn't restock or anything.
So I'm not going to get into that. We don't want to bust your flaws out. We're here to like give
nah,
you,
busted.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, not today. I'm not even like that.
We'll do that next year. When you say, you know what I mean? You're going to do what you're going to do. Then we can talk about.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold me accountable.
Hold you accountable. Why you didn't do this? What happened? This, you know what I mean?
You know,
I think I might have to make another show. We have to make another show.
What happened?
Accountability.
Accountability?
Accountability. For motherfuckers who said that they was going to do something, they didn't do it.
Nah, I'm big on that. You got to honor yourself first.
Absolutely.
Your word is bond.
So 2 years, you should be well-rounded, at least.
Absolutely. And I think it's I'm too far into it to not.
You got a Glasses Malone feature. You got to work on that. You got to work that.
Yeah, and that's why I said it's like embarrassing if I don't like progress and do it, because I've been like blessed to have opportunities that some people wait years to have.
What? I'm still waiting on them to come on the podcast.
And that's
not a shot, Glasses.
Uh-oh.
That's not a shot, my boy. It's not a shot.
No, but you got to take those opportunities and do something with it. Soon come.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Shit, man. I heard the music. I like the music. I like, again, I said it. I like the melodic rap
scene. Thank you.
thing. So
thank you, thank you.
That's dope. It's a few other questions I had, but I forgot them, and that's bad.
That's good tequila for you.
Yeah.
And whatever else is in there.
Shout out to the tequila, man.
Yeah.
I think we're sipping Nuda. This is Nuda vodka, Nuda tequila in Granny Amante. This shot right here is going to be from Azaleo.
You know, that all sound good, but I'm not even into all that.
Mm-hmm.
If that drink do a little on the neck, I'm good. I'm good.
She said, Rose is spicy, we good.
Sometimes I go to the bar, and I'm like, can I gotta get a shot? And they're like, yeah, you want Blanco Reposado? You want Azul? You
she
want
said,
this?
Give me any of that. Give me any of that.
I'm like, I got $20. Like,
what can I get?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, you
I'm,
don't.
Well, I'm... I,
no, you do not.
I'm very serious. But,
oh, my God.
But with wine, I
okay,
am,
we have to learn you
because
you tripping, bro. That, you gotta know what you putting in. You gotta know what you putting in your glasses.
I know. I'm a
better with that. She said, "I got $20."
I do see the pouring though. So you laugh, you cackling. So did I get a cheap shot?
Get your cheap shot at home. I'm just saying, make sure you know what you're getting. You know what I'm saying? You might end up with some Taka. You want some Taka?
I don't know what that is.
Exactly. Yeah. You want some Cisco? They probably got Cisco going on.
Is that the stuff you fry with?
No, see?
Oh, that's Crisco.
That's Crisco. Oh. See?
Close enough.
You showing your age, goddamn. You showing your age.
Sorry.
I'm showing mine. Fuck. Anyway.
that makes up for
it. No, you got to... So, when you go into the bar, you got to know... First of all, you got to experiment. If you're young, you got to experiment. You're going to drink this, you're going to drink that. You're going to know... You got to know what makes you... feel certain type of ways and what you don't want, you know what I'm saying? I did it all. That sounds like a crackhead, don't it? Anyway.
What with liquor? We'll keep
yeah,
liquor.
Crackheaded liquor. anyway, so it's certain liquors or spirits that you drink that'll make you sick sometime because mm-hmm. they got too many additives and stuff like that. So you got to know what you...
I have heard that.
Yeah. A lot of them have additives like... honeys and sugars and things that make it sweet and make it this way,
I've
make it that
that's
way.
That's not good. And I was actually looking at that bottle.
Which one?
It's the third one in the middle.
Both of them three.
It says 100% agave. It's the one
Azaleo. That's the one we about to take a shot of.
So I went to Mexico and when I was taking shots, I didn't have a hangover. And the tour guide, he said tequila is supposed to be 100% agave. It's not supposed to really sting. It's supposed to have like oil or something. I'm sure you know better than I do. So
in
please,
a sense, I do.
So please don't.
In a sense. No.
I'm like the middleman. But
no, say your thing.
I do know that certain liquors aren't supposed to have certain things. And then, you know, you can distinguish what's good quality and what isn't.
Right.
I'm not... silly or naive. Mm-hmm. It's just when I'm at the bar.
Right, give me something to get me right where I'm
going. Yeah, but I watch them pour it.
I need
it.
Gas to go to the next destination. That's it.
Yeah. I don't...
I feel you.
I'm not sloppy with it.
Yeah, nah. I'm just saying. Like, sometimes I do that too. I'm like, man, what y'all got, though? Like, you hear me?
Yeah,
like,
because when they start asking me questions I don't know the answer to, it's just like, now I'm embarrassed
you,
and I'm
when
not
you
going
get
to
it,
nothing.
When you get to that point where you understand which what you're sipping on, mm-hmm. whether it's something that's like a wine or
I am champagne. A big wine person.
Okay, so when you get into that, that's I'm big on wine too.
Good. What's your favorite?
I like Sauvignon Blanc.
I like Pinot Noir and a good Cabernet.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I like
And I've never had a Riesling, however you pronounce
it. So that's how you're supposed to pick your liquors too.
Yeah. But then
you're
again
you're supposed to know what you drink. You gotta put your pinky up.
Sometimes I do stay away from the hard liquor though because, you know,
Okay. Everybody game bang when they get liquor in their system. So
yeah, people get very aggressive.
Yeah.
But just, then again, it may be what's in
how
it,
you.
Know.
It's how you are though. Some people are just don't let that discourage you.
I think I've heard liquor amplifies who you already are.
Sometimes. Yeah.
And
when
I'm a
you
night
abuse
person,
it amplifies who you are.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Don't
go to the bar. Then with $20, somebody just give me anything. You got to know what you're drinking.
Okay, so next time we do this, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I went to so and so and I had so and so. You be like, see, look at you, and I'm gonna be like, yep.
Nah, just do your homework. Sometimes you got to understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like I had to literally Google like the most healthiest cognacs because I was heavy on cognac, like Hennessy and Remy and all the rest of that stuff. And I think the most the healthiest cognac, if you're going to drink it, make sure you drink the right one. It's 1738 Remy.
Okay.
So I drink that a lot.
Like Remy.
But then I got with the with Don Julio Añejo. I've been drinking that a lot. And then I got off of that and I got on Grande Amante. Then Grande Amante is like one of my top ones that I drink.
And you point, so, and that's this right here.
That's that right there.
That's not what's up.
I mean, we got a lot of different brands that are, you know, kosher. They don't have no additives like Nuda. That's what we drinking in the glasses.
I mean, you know what you doing. You got open bar podcast. You know.
You gotta know.
Something.
If it was trash, it wouldn't be here.
No, and I enjoy the drink. It's
I did that. You know what I'm saying? That was my little special.
I enjoyed it. It's not like whooping me right away. No, I like drinks that creep up on you a little bit.
Okay.
Are y'all whooped right away, or am I just lightweight?
Nah, you just say you finished it because you ain't started it.
I know, I let the ice melt. I am babysitting. I am a lightweight though, so like,
okay, yeah.
I'm talking like
take
I really
time.
Be drinking, but
no,
I'm
no, no,
very
no,
lightweight.
Yeah, no. If you know that, then you're doing the right thing.
Well, see. So we had a
we got more. Hold on, go ahead.
We had a thing at my house, a family event, uh-oh. And I called it a special juice.
Oh.
I used to work at Starbucks, so I'm really good with like mixing things.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And I had the whole family sauced up. And
as you should, if you the mixer.
And then I got sauced up. So there are moments where I'm just like, you know, it's time to have fun, but like on a day where we're here vibing, it ain't time for me to like throw it back doing all
that. Open bar, you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? You ain't driving, you know what I'm saying? We drinking responsity.
Yeah, I like
responsity.
That.
Did I say that? I said that. God.
We'll blame it on the
Yeah, we're gonna blame it on the neuter.
Yeah.
Anyway. So for the most part, when you go to a bar, just know what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Just, you know, hey. And this is just my preference on how I order drinks. You might not do this. I order drinks neat because I don't like the extra.
And you say neat?
Neat meaning no ice or no mix. I don't want none of that. Just give me this straight out the, like this. We're about to take a shot. This is shot.
So do you like old fashions? I'm not big on old fashioned because I feel like it made me grow chest hair. That's a man drink. Yeah, I don't want no man drink.
Don't say you got chest hair.
No. I don't, but it was a what do you call that, figure speech, whatever.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, yeah.
You know, certain drinks make you grow a little chest hair or something. But I know I never see those drinks with ice, or it has like a big ice cube, like something
yeah,
that melts
so
slower.
Yeah, so old fashions definitely got that. I kind of like old fashions. Mm-hmm. That's not my drink
I like
of choice.
Henny sidecars too.
Sidecars are fire.
Yeah, those are
but
good.
It depends on who make it. Some people don't know how to make it. But my thing is, I want to get, and I go crazy. I go to the bar, and I mean, let me get a triple shot. Whatever I drink, triple shot. You mean? No. But somebody told me recently, don't get them all in the same cup because they short you when they do the triple.
Oh.
So you get them separate glasses and just pour them all in one.
Were you a bartender, or did you just want to get into?
I kind of got. I got a taste for it. So,
that's good. That's dope.
You know.
Okay.
But I know what's good and what's not good.
Well, I know my homework now.
You got to just know what you're putting in you, you know? Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
A lot of these companies are not out to, you know what I'm saying, be the best. They want to be the best tasting. They want to be the best. So they'll add whatever the fuck they need to add in it to make it look good or taste good.
It's more scary now because I had a homegirl. She was a bottle girl at some club. And she told me what they do to the Don Julio bottles. And they, like, pour, like, if the bottle's empty.
That's illegal.
Oh, well, sorry. I ain't an op.
That's illegal, though. You can't, even if in a bar setting when you're selling tequila or any kind of drink, you cannot pour the remainings of another bottle into another bottle. That's
what they be doing. And then they take a blow dryer.
Just not.
And do that.
Whoa. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, sorry.
Jesus.
You can edit that out.
Nah,
blame it on
it ain't going to be edited out, but it ain't going to be, you know what I'm saying? We not talking about where it come from or what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But that's crazy, though.
To your point, watch what you drinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Because just like that, they could take that bottle and it could be some Casamigos they pointed in a Don Julio bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah, that's why I like pre-gaming. I don't really
Absolutely.
Like doing the session.
You know, a little something.
Yeah, because for one, the club could get too crowded. You sweating, edges gone, heels, you hurting. So that club scenery.
You and these edges today.
Man. It's hot, but.
Damn.
No, seriously.
That's because we didn't cut the AC on early enough, but it's good, though.
No, I'm thugging it out. It's all good. I'm enjoying myself, yeah. But I'm not going to embarrass myself at the bar no more.
Yeah, no. Nah, you got to know what you got to know what you're doing, because sometimes you might slip up. You know what I'm saying?
And get through.
And then maybe you be talking about that $20, and it'd be $27. Then what you going to do? Hmm. Okay.
I don't know. Sorry, Mom.
I got $20. What can I get?
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, but no.
Now, what is your drink of choice, though? Like, what do you go for, like, normally?
Normally, I like a Cadillac margarita.
Cadillac margarita? You like a margarita?
Yeah. Am I not supposed to?
Yeah.
I like I tell you, I'm not that seasoned when it comes to, like, hard liquor drinks, but. Yeah.
I just go straight alcohol. I feel you. Yeah. I don't like no surprises. I like get it where it's at.
Yeah. What I don't like, I don't like Tahini rims. I don't like a dressed up drink. It's a little zesty.
Well, I didn't
too
that,
zesty
man.
For me. But
too zesty.
Yeah.
Ooh.
With a little umbrella, salt, Tahini. Like, I don't want that on my cup.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a lot. But
make sure I make sure. That's why.
Well, to each his own.
Yeah. No.
If you like a dressed up rim, I just. You know, you got.
You did say you'd be dressed down or whatever. So I get you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't go that way, but I don't really like no dressy.
You want your shit to be like, nigga, give me what I want.
Well, you know, I am a girl, so I be wearing lip gloss. You talking to a dude? Maybe he think you cute. You got stuff on your lips.
You got a Tahini.
No, it's forethought, because if you look good, you in a club, you at a bar, you know, some dude gonna come up to you and you got stuff on your lips. Like, just, you know, a glass like this is
dope. Don't
say
zesty. You just careful.
Careful,
how you are.
Let me watch my words.
How you are in public. You want to make sure you don't do certain stuff to make sure you don't. That's where you get a stupid off.
Like eating, you know, Mexican food. Yeah.
When you out, you be like, oh, okay, I'm not going to eat that because I know I'm going to have a bubble guts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I got to.
Yep.
It's like you said, forethought.
Mm-hmm.
That what that is? That's what the word you use?
Forethought, yeah.
Forethought, boom. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nah, for real. I do that too. I'd be like, man, the homie just, I'm going to just be completely transparent.
Okay.
The homie just left and he was like, bro, I'm about to go get some ice cream. Cold Stone said, nigga, give me a crispy, cookies and cream and put the cheesecake in there. Boom.
Mm, that sounds good.
Put the cheesecake in there. And then I thought about it long and hard.
Your stomach?
I said, I'm about to be drinking. I said, I'm about to be drinking, bro.
Oh.
It ain't going to be good. Never mind.
See, me, I take risks.
Forethought.
You in private, I take risks. Maybe not in public, but. You know,
yeah, me. I ain't. Nah. Uh-uh. You about to have my stomach jacked up. About to be boo-booing and trying to go to sleep.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Out.
Waking up by a sleep emergency.
Nah, that's out. Mm-mm. You ain't about to catch me slipping.
Oh, no.
He almost did, though, because I was about to get that ice cream. I was like, this motherfucker about to be melted. About to be extra. Mm-mm.
It ain't no judgment with me. I don't care.
No, well, you know.
We all human.
Yeah, we
just
are.
Just go over there, like, go outside, air it out or something.
Forethought.
Forethought. Oh, yeah. You knew I was going to be here.
Yeah, so if you got Tahini on your lips, I'm going to be like, forethought. I see you out. I'm like, forethought.
Yeah.
And we're like,
it didn't work that day because all the Tahini on the lips, but no. Yeah, I got that bad too. I intake things that I know it's just gonna not do
fuck
well.
You up.
Not even like on no milk nut. Like I love spicy food, and it whoops me every time. I had some today, couldn't even talk. My lips was burning.
Yeah,
but
I'm
just like
it.
I love it. Yeah.
I got a real short temper, and hot food don't make it no better. You,
really?
If you try to talk to me when
so
I
spicy
some
make you
spicy
really
shit,
spicy?
What?
I get that because
not like that, but it'd be like if I eat something, I'm gonna be irritated.
Yeah,
just don't say nothing to me. Let me live this out.
Yeah,
let me live this out. I'm irritated right
it
now.
It takes over more than just your appetite. You start sweating.
Yeah,
burning.
Everything be fucked up. I can't do it. Look, just keep me away from hot food, spicy food.
So you like seafood boil?
Yeah, I fuck with that, but that doesn't go over the top. When you gotta know what you picking.
It's so like you like a medium type of dude.
Medium.
That's weak.
Damn.
That's weak.
I fuck with that.
I get
Where
the camera, I get extra spicy. Extra spicy.
And do you be mad about it?
Nah, I don't be mad. I just like, dang, I don't know why I did that.
See?
But
I don't want that.
You know, life is worth living. them boils. When it's all marinated, it's super duper good. And then if you get...
Oh, shit. I know.
I'm just calling a thing, It's worth it.
I ain't mad at you. You said weak. Okay, I'll take it. I know me. Goddamn.
Try, I ain't fucking with it. Or maybe get it on the side.
Nope.
No? Okay.
Not fucking with it.
Okay, nope. We'll stay away from spicy, because I do take that.
I'll be pinching the next motherfucker next to me like, this shit hurt. I'm going to hurt you with it. Nigga, I can't do it.
I'm gonna eat food
for the taste.
Yeah, to enjoy your experience. Yeah.
Why the fuck I want to be irritated trying to eat this goddamn
food? See, I'm touched.
Food.
I'm not all the way mentally okay, so I don't know. I just be doing stuff just to risk life. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to bite these hands after this.
Put on my karate belt. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Dang.
Yeah.
Spicy food.
I'm a big spicy person.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
You're not doing that.
I don't know my limits. That's why, you know.
You got to get it together because goddamn, whoa.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
And she's so, like, petite with it. I'm working on it. But then she be like, yeah, nigga.
I'm telling you that what you just saw is both sides of my music.
Yeah, you Gemini as fuck.
Yeah, because Gemini, I'm not a Gemini, but I know they got like 8 personalities.
Yeah.
Are you a Gemini?
No, I'm a Virgo. Okay.
Oh, my best friend's a Virgo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you, like a Sag?
I'm a Pisces, March 9th.
Oh, yeah, y'all cool or whatever.
The deep breath let me know something else.
I don't know too much about it. I'm just,
I like this.
What is it called? What did you call it?
Forethought. No, my best friend, she's a Virgo. Love her to death. She's very, very serious, but I get her.
Yeah. We not fucking with nothing. If it ain't, if you might get bit.
One thing I've always respected about her, and I say her because I'm not big on Zodiacs, but since you're a Virgo and she's a Virgo, we gonna make it a Virgo thing. She don't take no for an answer. So if it's a no at that moment, she gonna figure out a yes somehow, some way. Very, very, very determined person.
Possible. Yep, determination.
Yeah, and I respect that about people because sometimes a no could just make you quit.
You know what plays back in my head?
What?
That's weak.
I'm so sorry. It
now you good. Don't be sorry. No, you said what you felt.
At least you know I'm comfortable having fun. I don't feel like I got a whole nothing back.
Yeah, not as you should. This is Open Bar Podcast, and if you get too drunk, it's on you.
But you know, one day.
But that's weak as hitting
nigga hard. One day we're gonna have to work towards spicier levels. There's more to life than just moderate food.
No. Mm-hmm. At this big age, ain't no damn way.
At this big age, oh my God.
I literally be like, what's in here? I know me, so.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I put myself in a position to be like pissed off. But yeah. Tell the people where to find you at.
Oh.
With your spicy ass.
With my extra spicy, because they do got an extra spicy on the menu. This is the Open Bar Podcast, y'all. My name is Ariana Shalee. You could find me all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, YouTube, everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, Ariana Shalee, and that's it.
Tell me how to spell it, because that's kind of like difficult.
Okay. No, that is a good point. A-R-I-A.
Because I seen it, I was like, what the fuck?
It's like Ariana Grande, but I have two N's. So it's A-R-I-A-N-N-A, Shalee is S-H-A-L-E-E. Ariana Shalee.
Boom. So we're going to take this last shot right here. You ain't even finished your own drink. You talking about me being
I was about to say, throw back what I just did. You can say it. I can take it.
Nah, I ain't going to do that to you. Why would I do that?
Because I'm being weak.
You know what?
And you went like this.
Yeah, so, you are. But I'm not going to do a you on you. I'm not going to pull a you on you.
You can.
I'm going to let me be me.
You can because I did.
If you babysit, that's just going to be on you.
Well,
not me.
I
take this shot though.
I'm down for whatever. Let's do it.
Chump.
Let's do it.
I'm not above you. I'm below you.
Okay.
I'm right with you.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I never do that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. And she. I'm scared of her.
Did I do something? That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Tequila. That's delicious. Azaleo.
Smoky.
Yeah, it's
sweet.
I'm being so serious.
Tell me what you got.
It's all coming like after the fact, but it is sweet. I don't know why I get like a citrus vibe, but not like too citrusy, like sour.
Mm-hmm.
And I do get an oaky like aftertaste. Like it's like an oaky palate that's like left over, and it didn't burn. Like, I still feel it, you know,
processing.
Yeah, but it's not, like, hurting. That's yeah. delicious.
Which means you ain't no punk yet. Gotcha. I should have picked something stronger.
I probably would have tapped out, but that is very delicious. Yeah. I'm not even going to hold you.
Everything we do here is delicious.
That's good.
Yeah. Thank you for pulling up, and thank EP for dragging you out the house. No, I'm just playing.
Nah, I actually rushed out the house. This shirt is actually on backwards. It's fired up.
Oh, God.
I'm just calling a thing, y'all. I was rushing here.
You so transparent. I fuck with that.
You can let me know. You could go
like
this.
I fuck with the transparency. No, no, no. Hell no.
I like it this way.
You're going to be you. I'm not going to ever tell you how to do you.
I'm going to let y'all know something. I asked for this.
Go ahead. See if you're giving us some more information. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't know if you're on a time crunch. But I just wanted to show y'all the sweater. It's really
nice. That's a swag.
Yeah. It's dope.
It's backwards. It's a swag.
I like it better like this. You know?
Yeah.
This logo is nice and big.
It's a swag. I did look at it, but I was like, that nigga got some design in him. Boy, you got some motherfucking design.
Well, the good thing is, it's design all over, so it works.
You wear it however you want to
exactly,
wear it.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know.
You can't, but you did.
I did. I pulled it off today. Shout out to the furnace.
Yeah.
Shout out to the furnace, yeah.
Easy call. Yeah. You already know to find that site, man. Openbar_podcast. Shout out to everybody that's downloading the episodes on all streaming platforms. We cracking right now at 176,000.
That's dope.
And openbarpodcast.com. Shout out to Coffee in the Building. And yeah, do we like that?
Love it. That was great.
Conversation never on the block. Meet me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars.